Hello and welcome to the Fidelity Next podcast, a podcast for post-secondary students brought to you by Fidelity Investments Canada, where we'll provide you with the tools you need to navigate your career successfully in today's landscape. In today's episode, we speak to three co-op students who share their firsthand experience, tips, and advice on how they've navigated their co-op terms here at Fidelity. Devang Gupta, Nam Pham, and Sarah Cobin discuss their placement experiences in emerging tech, product research, and the institutional side of the business. Sarah and Nam explain how the work culture, people, and community brought them back to Fidelity, while Devang explains how working on the institutional team has opened his eyes to back office solutions and programs that help the business move forward. The views and opinions expressed on this podcast are those of the participants and do not necessarily reflect those of Fidelity Investments Canada ULC or its affiliates. This podcast is for informational purposes only and should not be construed as investment, tax, or legal advice. It is not an offer to sell or buy, or an endorsement, recommendation, or sponsorship of any entity or security cited. Read a fund's prospectus before investing. Funds are not guaranteed. Their values change frequently, and past performance may not be repeated. Fees, expenses, and commissions are all associated with fund investments.
Hello, and welcome to Fidelity Next, our student webcast that helps take individuals to the next level. I'm your host, Emily Enenuevo. Having an open mind, possessing a willingness to learn, and making an impactful contribution. These are just some of the ways you can succeed at a co-op placement. And here at Fidelity, we're proud to offer a comprehensive co-op program that equips you with the tools and resources needed to succeed in your future career. Today, you'll hear from co-op students currently in Fidelity's program, sharing their firsthand experience and offering advice on how they've navigated their placement so far. So please welcome to the show co-op students Devang Gupta, Nam Pham, and Sarah Cobin. Welcome to the show, everyone.
Oh, thank you for having us.
Thank you for being here. Now, it's always a pleasure to sit down with our co-op students and talk about their experiences because every experience is different. But we truly, and I truly believe this, that we have such a state-of-the-art comprehensive co-op program that really gives you the practical and soft skills. But I have to know, all three of you, did you always know you wanted to do a placement in the financial services and investment industry? Devang, if I can start with you.
Yes, actually I did. I did my undergrad in business with a specialization in finance. So I always wanted to end up in the finance industry. And it's such a great place to be at Fidelity because it's a trusted name throughout the industry and it's very reputable place to work at.
How about you, Nam?
So different from Devang, I actually have no idea what the investment industry was when I first started out. Yeah. I actually was looking more so at tech roles. Before switching to finance, I was an IT student. So I specialized in IT and I wanted to look for roles like QA, software engineering. But somewhere along the way, I found Fidelity. And after completing my first term, I liked it so much. And I liked the finance industry so much that I decided to just switch my specialization to finance. So it happened much later on.
Okay, and how about you, Sarah? Did you always know you wanted to step into the financial services industry? I know this is your third co-op placement, if I believe.
It is, yes, and I'm in the same camp as Nam here. I wasn't sure that I was going to enter the financial services. It just happened, came across a posting for Fidelity, and decided, you know what, let's give it a shot. And I've loved my experiences here and would like to stay.
Okay, and we'll dive deeper into all your different experiences. But I wanted to go back to you, Nam. I know you had an interesting story about the interview process. Like you mentioned, your background was in IT and you first stepped into the co-op role thinking you were going to sort of apply in that same field. And then what happened?
Yeah, no, it's thank you for bringing it up. It's one of the most memorable interview that I've ever had. So as mentioned before, I was an IT specialist. When I applied for my first co-op role, I was looking at a variety of tech roles, and one of the roles that stood out the most for me is actually the role that Sarah is in right now. It's called Student Emerging Tech, and I really like some of the work that they are doing there. I applied for it. A few weeks later, an interview request came through, and I went into the interview. It's a 30-minute interview, and like I said, I still remember that interview until today. For the first 15 minutes, we talked about the behavior, and we looked at briefly through the technicals of the job. And then at the 15-minute mark, the hiring manager looked at me. He said, Nam, I need you to be honest with me. How much do you actually know about tech? Because I was a second-year student. So I said, to be completely honest with you, I only know about 30%, maybe even less. And he said, you know, thank you for being honest. The remaining 15 minutes of the interview was just us talking about what we wanted to do, what my career aspirations are, and what I'm looking for long term at the firm. And so when the interview ended, we, you know, moved offline. We talked for a little bit, and another interview request came through for the finance team. I did that, and then I accepted the role. So that was my interview experience. Didn't get what I looked out at first, but I got something much better.
But memorable in a sense that I think it just highlights the fact that they were able to really listen to what you were saying, acknowledge that maybe you were better suited in something different, and you know, you've been here for three rounds, so.
Exactly, yeah. That's right.
Yeah. Now let's talk about the interview process, because a lot of, you know, students watching today may have questions about how to ace that co-op interview, how to prep for it, what you should come prepared with. Devang, what would you say in terms of preparing for the co-op interview?
I think the best thing is to just be yourself. And I know it sounds cliche, but at the end of the day, don't take it too seriously, because as much as the interviewer wants to get to know you, you're also trying to get to know the companies and decide what type of an organization you want to end up at, right? So it's a very good chance for you to recognize the culture of a company and an organization and get to know some of the people you'll be working with, hopefully.
Sarah, would you agree with that? Be yourself. Try to show your genuine side. What else would you add to that?
Yeah, absolutely. I agree. It's important to echo who you are as a person and your personality. I would also say, you know, reach out to students that you know who've held positions with Fidelity, or maybe who have held the role that you're looking for. They can offer you unique insights into, you know, maybe types of questions you might be asked, or also give perspectives that might help you decide, is this or is this not kind of the role I'm looking for?
Sarah, I'm going to stick with you, because Nam mentioned that you're doing your placement now in emerging tech. It sounds all very exciting. Can you go specifically into what your co-op role involves and what you do day to day?
Of course. So my role is primarily automation, helping to improve processes for different teams and departments across the company as a whole. That's kind of day to day. You know, one of the more cool projects I've had the opportunity to work on is kind of revolutionizing the way people check into events that Fidelity is hosting. For example, you know, holiday party or department parties. I was kind of took the lead on the project to develop a QR code scanner so that each individual goes in, shows QR code, it's scanned rather than, you know, the tedious pen and paper. And so that's kind of one of the better projects that I've had the very fortunate experience of being able to work on.
Amazing. Devang, I wanted to go to you, because you're actually, your placement right now is actually with the institutional side. So that's basically thinking of solutions for the brokerage firms and the PMs. Can you talk a little bit about what you do and what that side involves?
Yeah, sure. So on the institutional team, I basically am supporting all the smaller teams within that department. So whether that be sales, marketing, or the products team, as you mentioned, the products team works very closely with the portfolio managers and the research analysts, looking at their quarterly trades and the decision aspects of the business. And then I'm also supporting heavily on the sales side with the updating Salesforce or contacting with clients and setting up meetings, things like that. So it's a holistic experience that I would say that an institutional co-op gets versus some of the other students, because you really get to work on every aspect of the business and learn the industry.
Well, that's really. And what was your first placement in? Because I know this is your second round.
Yeah, so in first time around, I was in the finance team on the corporate finance team.
Okay. Yeah. Well, you all are ending your co-op placement soon. So let's go back to like your very first day here at Fidelity co-op program until now. I'm just curious to know how things have changed for you, what you have learned. Nam, if I can start with you, if you can sort of go back in time to your first day and everything you've learned so far.
Of course. My first day coming in here, I have no idea what the investment industry is. I do know a little bit about Fidelity Investments and the products that we sell. Mm-hmm. But compared that to where I am now, I have a much holistic view of the business, of what we do, the products that we sell, and where we are within the market. I would say that, you know, as this is my third term within the company.
Yeah.
I definitely learned a lot about how different functions within Fidelity works and how they all come together to make the business work, how each function support each other. So that's something that I was not aware of. I thought that a lot of the departments within the company kind of operate on their own, but when, as Devang mentioned, institutional supports product and
yeah,
you know, products
sure.
supports sales, supports the PM. So it's very nice to get a holistic view of how everything operates.
That's great. Sarah, do you feel the same in terms of seeing how all the different departments come together and work together?
Oh, yes, absolutely. I definitely didn't expect that when I first started looking at, you know, how finance supported all these different teams, and even more so now in my current role where I see, you know, the interconnectedness between different departments and how things are shared between them. It's very cool to see how supportive everyone is of each other within this company.
Sarah, I'm going to stick with you. Wanted to get your thoughts on just the mindset co-op students should come in with when first applying for the program. What would you say?
I would say it's important to have an open mind and to be, you know, that willingness to take on, you know, certain tasks. You know, sometimes your managers might have a task for you that is kind of a little bit outside of the job description. And I would always suggest take it on, try it out and see what it is. You know, it might not be for you, but it could be that passion you've been looking for. And I'm always taking on those projects. And because of that, I've done that. I think I found my place kind of in this automation side of things, just due to those projects I've taken on, those ad hoc things.
That's amazing. So keeping an open mind and a willingness to take on tasks, even though it may not be in your comfort zone, Sarah was saying. Do you agree with that?
Oh, I wholeheartedly agree
yeah.
with Sarah. You need to have an open mind when you first come in, regardless of what role it is.
Yeah.
The other thing that I would also add is because you're in the finance industry, just trying to keep up with the news and read about the market. And whatever you do, make sure that you show a genuine interest within whatever is that you're trying to do, whether it is in an interview or a project you're working on. Make sure that genuine interest comes out. Yeah, and again, on the thing that I said about the market view,
yeah.
make sure you keep up to date with the market and always have an opinion on what sort of sectors are going, where certain asset classes are, and most importantly, what are some of the key trends within the mutual fund industry.
We talk a lot about Fidelity's community and culture here. You know, you've gone through 2-3 rounds here. What would you say has been the highlight in terms of the community and culture in here for all of you, Devang?
So I would say that one really great thing about the culture is that everyone is here to help you. And that's not only your direct managers or your direct teammates. You can reach out to anyone across the company. So as even to your previous question, I would say that people should really take risks and not be afraid of reaching out to other teams or departments where they might be interested in learning. I've had plenty of other co-op students reach out to myself and my manager to learn more about the institutional team. And I myself would generally reach out to the FSIM team, which is the portfolio managers or research analysts, to learn more about that side of the business.
Okay, so what I'm hearing is don't be afraid to ask questions, because it seems like on your very first day, you're not going to know everything, right? Like you were saying, Nam, you have to be up on the markets, you have to be up on the industry trends. Do you feel the same way, Sarah?
I do feel somewhat of the same way, but I also think it's okay if you're not up on those markets. You'll learn as you're there. Mm-hmm. And it's okay to admit that you don't know something, and nobody's going to judge you for it. Nobody's going to be upset that, oh, you didn't hear what happened in, you know, whatever fund or whatever stock, and just take whatever opportunity as a learning moment and learn from it and take whatever knowledge you're able to grasp from the people around you.
Awesome. And Sarah, I'm going to stick with you. I know co-ops go through a lot of extensive training in terms of soft skills and practical skills. It really is, I would say, part of the heart and soul of our program. Did that really help you throughout the process in your 3 terms here, Sarah? If you can talk a little bit about that.
Yeah, absolutely. I think those sessions we did were incredibly helpful. Not only do you kind of learn a bit of those soft people skills from doing them with fellow co-ops, it kind of helps get enriched in that co-op culture, build better relationships with those individuals. And I also think, you know, you learn better presentation skills which come in handy, you know, whenever I've had to give a presentation on the job to, you know, team members or outside the co-op program, back in school, all of these skills have come in handy, either directly implicated in the role or not.
And, you know, definitely times have changed now. So we're not always in the office, you know, 5 days a week. It's a lot of a hybrid role. What would your advice be to co-op students coming into the program, taking advantage of that hybrid, making the most of that hybrid setup? What would you say, Nam?
I would say it's great that we have a hybrid program.
Yeah.
Whenever you have the chance to, but please do come into the office, because that's where all of the directors are in the company. That's where you get a lot of networking events and a lot of networking opportunities. Make sure that you use the opportunities at home, where on the days that you get to stay at home to do, you know, catch up some work, catch up some projects that you need to do. But I think it's great. Just make sure that whenever you have the opportunity to come into the office, do, and balance out the days where you, you know, stay at home when you come into the office.
Right. Yeah. So you find it beneficial to have that face-to-face time, especially because you work with the product team, being in that environment.
That's right. Exactly. So a little bit of my role is that we support the sales team, and we communicate with FSIM on, you know, how to position the product, how do we sell the product. So if you're not in the office, talking to the sales team and listening to, you know, how they call their clients, how they sell the products to their clients, it wouldn't give you as much context as to when you are, you know, at home just grinding out a few deliverables that you have. So yeah, just make sure that you balance it out and utilize it.
How about you, Demang? Because I mean, it's kind of hard to, you know, when you're at home, to feel that connection with the team. So how have you sort of made the most of that experience?
So I would say, like, especially on the days you're at home, always feel free to reach out to your teammate members on Microsoft Teams or via email. And everyone's happy to hop on a call, a Zoom call, and guide you through any problems you're having, or even just a quick chat to go over some of the workload, which is really helpful. And as Nam mentioned, I definitely take advantage of those home days to catch up on some of the work so that you can have more interactions and meetings while you're in the office.
Okay, so we have a few minutes left in the show. I wanted to get your final thoughts on, just for students thinking about joining the co-op program here at Fidelity, what advice would you have for them? Sarah, if I can go to you.
Advice I have for students, I would say, you know, jump at the opportunity. If you see a posting, try it out, you know, reach out to other students who might have held that position, you know, get insights from them on, is this something I would be interested in? Or can you talk about that culture or any other questions you have? Everyone is so, so kind here and so willing to extend that offer to help. No one's ever going to turn you down. So if you're curious, just try it out. Try and see who you can talk to get more information about it.
That's fantastic. And how about for you, Nam, some advice to first-time co-op students?
It goes back to the comment that I made before. You know, whatever you do, just have a genuine interest in the things that you're trying to do. Especially, you know, if you're in a role where you're dealing with a lot of how to sell our products, dealing with the capital markets, make sure that you keep up with the news, read more about the news, and make sure you have an opinion on every single piece that you read. And make sure that especially when you're doing your interview, that genuine interest comes out, whether it's demonstrating that you follow with the market, you understand what the company does or what the company products are. So, you know, just make sure that you keep have a genuine interest in whatever that you're trying to do.
And know a better company and know what we do. Absolutely. And how about for you, Devang?
I think, like, almost everything we've talked about is very good advice for the students. I would say we're all in our 20s and in our university careers. We should definitely take this opportunity to build a network, to get some experience in the real world, where you can get to apply some of the theoretical skills you learn in school, right? So this is a great opportunity to get that real life experience.
Definitely. So build your network and have an open mind. And, you know, hopefully we see all three of you here at Fidelity as full-time employees. So I want to thank you so much for your time and sitting down and sharing your firsthand experience as co-op students. Thank you so much.
Thank you for having us.
And thank you to everyone who tuned in today. We hope you gained some valuable insights into a career in the investment industry. And to those interested in career opportunities and co-op placements at Fidelity, you can find all of our current open jobs at careers.fidelity.ca.
Thank you for listening to Fidelity Next, brought to you by Fidelity Investments Canada. For more content from Fidelity Canada, please follow us on Twitter and subscribe to our podcasts available on your podcast platform of choice. Fidelity mutual funds and ETFs are available by working with a financial advisor or through an online brokerage account. Visit fidelity.ca/howtobuy for more information.